The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is September 26, 2022. A lot to talk about. Well, we got a little thing down here, a little tropical storm that's going to be kicking up some wind here pretty soon and turning into a hurricane, looks like. And got calls last night. Oh, Steve, they're terrible hurricanes. Yeah, I know. I've been through them. And I have taken precaution pretty much most of the day today was taking precaution and, you know, pretty much making my house, my yard, everything hurricane free as far as projectiles and things like that. So I'm in pretty good shape. And we got plenty of gas and water and everything else. We're good. We're good to go. You know, I've always felt that if you prepare for a disaster, disaster will not find you. It always seems to find those people who are never prepared. So, fingers crossed, I think we'll do fine. I'll know by Wednesday or Thursday how this is going to turn out. I know our governor, Ron DeSantis, has declared a state of emergency for the entire state now. He's jumped from 22 counties to the entire state, and that surely is purely political, no doubt about it. I assume he's probably realized that if I don't declare the entire state an emergency, if something happens in this little county over here, they're going to sock me with a murder, you know, death of citizens, and they're going to saddle me with that. So, you know, best to, I guess, declare the entire state an emergency. That way I cover all my bases. But I don't see this to happen, but I assume it's purely political. No doubt about that. I got a couple questions for you tonight. This is interactive radio here. I expect you to chime in and give a call, 512-248-8252. There's a lot of things going on here, and I can give you my perspective, but I always like to hear yours, and this is interactive radio, so this is your time. This is your time to act and give a call and answer questions and give me perspective, or, you know, maybe I'm off on the wrong track here. Maybe it put me back on the right track here, but something else has come to my attention here. Let's talk about the midterms. Let's talk about the November elections coming up here. It has come to my attention through my research and everything I look at. The corruption is in place with the Biden administration. It's in place. Lockstep. It's right there. It's all locked in. I don't see. I have people telling me, oh, Q said this. It's going to happen. Get your popcorn. Wait for the show. It's all a big setup for the Democrats. I don't see it. So my question to you is, I think Donald Trump is toast. He's history. You can forget about him in 2024. He's not our savior anyway. He's not our savior. Never was. To me, I thought his first 4 years started off okay, but he ended up fighting more battles, you know, to save himself versus fighting battles for the American people. So I'd say overall, as a grade scale, what would I give Donald Trump for a grade for the first 4 years? I mean, he had a lot of setbacks and people coming after him and this and that and investigations. I'll give him a C+. Yeah. That's pretty much what I gave him. So that's what he would probably have or less if he got back in 4 years. But my question to you is, because he's toast, he's done. Chris Christie coming out today saying that Donald Trump will self-indict himself. Evidently, he knows something we don't know, but I think this is true. I think it's pretty much over for him. And all his running around and doing his little, you know, campaigns and all these big rallies everywhere and get the MAGA people all stirred up is for the benefit of the person he's plugging for at the time. But I do believe at some point in time he's going to have to say, I can't. I'm not going to go in. Something else is going on. Something is brewing, and he is not going to be your candidate. Not that I want him as my candidate, personally speaking. But so I guess the question would be is if I'm correct and the corruption is ingrained and it's all set up, we saw a massive, massive election voter fraud for 2020. If there is, again, for these November election here, and let's say also, let's include in 2024 the presidency here. But if they steal the Congress, the entire Congress here, we should, by all means, everything that's going on right now with the terrible economy, high inflation, everything going wrong, the borders open, everything, crime going up, food inflation, gas prices, everything you can think of going wrong for the Democrats. There's no logical reason, no logical reason for the Democrats to win. But now we have to factor in what we've seen lately with the FBI. Their Gestapo tactics, kicking down doors, grabbing cell phones, grabbing whatever the hell they want. So now you have to factor this in for November. I would say, I guess my question to you is, if the November elections are stolen, flat out stolen, brazen, beating our chest, yes, we stole it, what are you going to do about it? What do you think the MAGA supporters are going to do? Now, we've been, you know, following the civil disobedience here, and we've all been quiet, but we've been protesting this and that. We have not gone violent, but I gotta wonder if this is all being set up to steal the November elections and steal 2024 to set up the situation where the MAGA group people will stop being so nice. They may lash out. There may be need to call for National Guard or even worse, martial law or UN peacekeepers. Is this the big setup? Is this the big setup for the government takeover of going to communism? Are they being set up? That's a good question. I'm starting to think that might be the scenario we're looking at here. Steal the election, steal the November elections, steal 2024. What are you going to do about it? We've got everything locked up. The judiciary, it's all locked up. The Supreme Court justices, we've got them in our back pocket. There's nothing you can do other than get angry, get mad, and start coming out swinging or more. This could be the big setup. This could be the big setup. Now, backup, number two in line, I guess. I don't see anybody else as a contender for the Republican Party in Washington for 2024 other than Ron DeSantis. But they're trying to come after him right now. They're coming after him on many things. Now, the 50 illegals, the migrants, dropped off at Martha's Vineyard. They're coming at him after that. You took some GOP cash and you did this. You were a crook. So they're coming after him to muddy the waters because I know he's got a dang good chance. He has a pretty good chance. The state of Florida is looking pretty good. In all honesty, we're doing pretty well down here. We didn't lock down. We didn't play this silly game of lockdowns and masks and vaccine mandates and all this crap. They tried to push it. I mean, even my own hospital tried to push this crap and said, take it or you're fired. But we showed them, didn't we not? We showed them. Yeah. We sure did, and it all worked out in our favor. I'm still bothered by that. I don't think that's ever going to change. I don't think their relationship is ever going to be cozy and cuddly ever again. Somebody telling me, take the shot or you're fired. After everything we've all been through, and you're now going to do that to me? Don't think that's ever going to be cozy and cuddly. I work for you, but that's pretty much it. I'm not going to break my back for you. I work hard for my patients, but the loyalty to the corporation is not there. Matter of fact, I'm looking forward to a couple more years and get the hell out. Very disappointed in what medicine has turned into. It's not what I ever envisioned. But, you know, like I said a couple days ago, I think I said that in 2010, when the government started meddling with our computer charting and they decided to leave the paper trail and go to the computer trail here and digitalize everything, I knew we were in trouble. I knew there was something nefarious about this, and I mentioned it. Well, that Steve Elkins, that traveler guy, he's a conspiracy theorist. He's kind of a nutcase. He thinks they're going to steal the information on the internet. Well, they steal everything else, don't they? How much does identity theft cost us every year? I think last time I heard was $50 billion in identity theft. Yeah, probably more than that. It's one of those dumbed down numbers. But $50 billion. You know, so what? So they could go into the hospital records and find out all your medical history and report that to an insurance company, and then your rates go up a little higher, deductibles, this and that. You know, you may think it's not important stuff. You say, well, I've got nothing to hide. How do you know? How do you know you have nothing to hide? You don't know what they're looking for, so maybe you do have something to hide. This whole thing with HIPAA. What a joke that is, HIPAA laws. Oh my God, HIPAA, your violation of HIPAA. You walk into an ER in any hospital and you see HIPAA broken left and right. There's no rooms in an emergency room. There's curtains between gurneys and doctors walking in and talking about this and that. And so your medical history and everything about that patient is known by both patients on either side, and maybe if he's a real high talker, maybe a couple more bays down. So this whole BS of HIPAA violations and, oh, you're going to violate HIPAA. Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. They're idiots. And I've actually approached somebody on that before. The same thing down the ER. I said, you know what? You make a big stink about HIPAA. And if you were serious about it, we'd have solid walls on both sides and not curtains. So then you make a big stink about, well, we try to talk softly. Talk softly so that next person over can't hear you. I'm down here in Florida with old people with hearing aids who can't hear. Are you serious? Starting to sound like John McEnroe here. You can't be serious. I tell you what, my buttons are being pushed. Some idiot's telling me I got to whisper. Ask questions and whisper so nobody else can hear the information. I tell you what, they give some of these people jobs and high up in administration, and they have no place in administration. They're idiots. Your best people are the ones working with the patients. The ones the administration aren't. Total crap, most of them. They really are. They're dead weights. And it's funny that dead weight gets promotions. They just pass the, well, they're not that good a nurse. Well, let's put them up in management. Yeah, let's do that. There's a commercial on TV. I keep seeing it over and over and over again. Here's your next question besides the MAGA. Is MAGA going to rise up and storm the castle? Here's your second question for tonight. There's a commercial on TV. It's always bothered me. I've seen it for years. They change it once in a while. They've updated it. But it's a commercial. It's it's blessisrael.org. And they show a couple elderly Jewish women, the forgotten Jews. You send them $25 a month, and they can, I guess, I don't know how long you can live on $25 a month, but it's probably a cumulative. Everybody sends $25, and they probably get quite a bit of food. But they're crying and they're talking about their refrigerators are empty and they open the fridge and there's nothing much in there. And these old, old Jewish women, it's always old Jewish women. They're not old Jewish men, but old Jewish women crying that they're starving and they've been forgotten. So my question is, why were they forgotten? Why did Israel forget their Jews that are starving, are hungry, they're begging on TV for you to give money so they can eat? How many billions of dollars do we give Israel every year? Well, that's debatable, I guess. I'm sure it's a lot more than what I thought it might be, but it's a lot. You know, I remember one year, what was it? $30 billion. I believe we gave $30 billion one year. Always an excuse. Always an excuse. We need it. Yeah, we've got so much money here. We don't know what to do with it. Here, just take some billions here, our good friend Israel. But these forgotten Jews, these little old women that are crying on TV, and it's a long commercial, by the way. It's as long as the commercial about the starving animals and the abused animals. They're about the same length. They're long. You're sitting back going, geez, this is really bothering me to sit here and watch this old Jewish woman cry that she's hungry. And they bring her a little box lunch and she opens it up and she's happy and she smiles and she has no teeth. But I'm still trying to figure out the forgotten Jews. Israel has forgotten some of their people. Evidently, they don't care about these people. They're forgotten for a reason. So I guess my question is, why have they been forgotten? What did they do? They've been outed, casted out there, and they're not being attentive to them. Something happened. There's something in the middle there. I just don't know of why they forgot these little old Jewish people, these old women. It's International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Don't see any Christians in there. All I do see is our Jewish people, little old Jewish women. But the name, you know, it's the title thing. We cover everything, all bases. We're Jews and we cover Christianity also. I hate seeing this commercial. Thank God for the remote and the silence button, but that's not even good enough. I can put it on silent, and I still see the faces and crying. And I know because I've seen the commercial so many times, it still bothers me. So what do you do? Flip the channel. Flip it. Go back later on. My luck is it'll be playing on the next channel I flip to. It's not fair. So that's a question. Why are these little Jewish women, how can they have been forgotten? I just want to call the 800 number up. I might just do this. Just call the 800 number up. You know, I'm concerned. I have a few questions before I think about possibly donating. I'm not going to, but I would say that. I have some questions, a little concern here, of why were these little old Jewish people forgotten? Give me something. I want to know what happened here. I'm sure they'd be stunned. I wonder if anybody's ever done this, or they just quickly hang up on you and say, you know, smart ass. It's not a smart ass question. It's a very, very sound question to ask. Why have these people been forgotten? I want to know. It's on TV. I have to put up for 3 minutes in between my show. I want to know why these people were forgotten. Can we do something to make sure that they're not forgotten? Instead of me sending money, is there a way to make Israel look at these people and say, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. I forgot all about you. I'm sorry. We'll take care of you. You are our people. We will take care of you. No problem. No begging on TV. Israel now sees these old people and we'll take care of them. I don't know. Anybody have an answer for this? Scratching my head.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again. I can see the way there, and I've left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the
512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. No takers yet on my two questions. Will the MAGA supporters rise up? Will they stop being nice? Will it lead to more? Are we being set up by the Biden administration here? And the second question, the forgotten Jews. Anybody have an answer why? I'd like to know. Until I get a call, I've got some stuff I want to go through here. I want to go through some COVID stuff. I want to talk about some more health stuff. We got, by the way, we have Steve Starrs coming on in the second hour with his interesting perspective. I don't know what he's bringing to the table today, but he's a good guy. And I love having him on here and there. And so we'll kick around some things. We'll have open lines, of course, and see what he's got going on in his world here. 1 hour, just 1 hour. One day I sat back for 1 hour watching TV, a show, and I made note of all the commercials that would be pertaining to medicine or lack of health. It was just 1 hour. And I thought to myself, if I came here from another country and I didn't know anything about America, I could sit down for 1 hour and I could have come up with what I came up with here. And I could figure out pretty fast that America is a very sick country. It has very poor health. So let's just discuss these commercials. You may recognize them. You may not. It's a huge, huge industry. We have a lot of sick people. There are no cures, just treatments. But let's go down the list here. This is in a 1 hour period of watching TV in between commercials back and forth. Here's what I got. COPD, pulmonary hypertension, asthma, CPAP machines, how to clean the CPAP machines, nasal strips because of snoring problems, congestive heart failure, multiple sclerosis, Graves disease, a new one here. Here's a new one. It's called BES. I love it when they give acronyms. I'm like, what the hell is BES? Well, it's similar to Graves. It's called bulgy eye syndrome. And it's caused by medication that you take for Graves, which will actually bulge out your eyes, which is one of the things that characteristics that we do see with Graves anyway. So really, you've got the bulgy eyes. We give you a pill and you still have bulgy eyes. So, but it's less bulgy eyes than what you had before. So it's bulgy eye syndrome. New. Here's another new one. Tardive dyskinesia. What is tardive dyskinesia? Well, this is those uncontrollable jerky movements that I thought maybe might have been Parkinson's. No, that's tardive dyskinesia, and it's caused by your medications, usually psychotropics or antidepressants, give you this jerky motion here. And so you take a pill to take care of a problem for bipolar disease or whatever mental problems you have, and you get this jerkiness now, and they call it tardive dyskinesia. Of course, HIV drugs. Oh, yeah, you got to have that out there. Keep being you. Yes, keep doing what you're doing, what you did to get HIV, AIDS. Keep being you. And don't worry about it. The medication we give you will keep the level down so low of the virus. You can't spread it to anybody else. So you don't have to be responsible, use condoms or anything else. Just keep being you. HIV. Here's a new one here. Crotchy body odor. I guess we have a problem with crotchy body odor. People do not bathe enough. Therefore, you need something, a scent, to cover up crotchy body odor. Hey, take a shower. Use some soap. A wash rag. Here's another one. Ballsy. What the hell is ballsy? Ballsy. Shows a guy hiking his leg up. He's got a razor down by his boys, his Johnson. He's giving himself a shave. You got to be kidding me. Real men don't do that. That's kind of a gay thing, isn't it? Well, that's the direction we're going in now. Ballsy. Sleep aids, sleep disorders, skin blemishes, psoriasis, shingles, whooping cough, HPV and meningitis shots. I'm not done yet. These skin blemishes. They got this new system now here, taken from an auto body shop here, of spraying the car here. You actually have a little air canister and you put your makeup in it and you actually close your eyes, whatever. I don't know how you do this, but you spray over the blemishes to cover them up like you're painting a car. Skin blemishes, air spraying. It's going to end up being causing some lung disorder here, some lung diseases, yet you're going to be inhaling this stuff. We're not done yet. Long ways to go. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Let's get back to this list again, and we got full lines here. I want to get these questions answered also. If somebody has an answer to the MAGA thing and the little Jewish women that were forgotten. But let's get back to this list here. Like I said, this is 1 hour of watching TV here. If I were a foreigner coming here, I would find out in 1 hour what America is all about. Cancer treatment centers, cancer drugs for bone marrow suppression, ulcerative colitis, people who can't poo, constipation, incontinence, diapers, bloating, flatulence, diarrhea, GERD, Crohn's disease, Teladoc. There's a new one out there. Teladoc. You don't get to see the doc. Well, you see him on your TV or you see him on your computer, but you don't have to go visit him. You just kind of, you know, go online here and tell your doctor all your ailments, your problems, and he sends a script, I guess. I don't need, what kind of assessment can you possibly do that way? You know, whatever, taking the stethoscope out, listening to the heart, the lungs. Nah, you just go to Teladoc and say, these are my symptoms and I need something. Sure, not a problem. I'll fix you right up here. Depression, bipolar disease, mood swings, Erectile dysfunction. Bent nail syndrome. What is that? Also known as Peyronie's disease. I love the commercial with the carrot, the bent carrot. The guy with the bent carrot, and his wife's looking at him like, I don't like the bent carrot. Can you get it straightened out? Can you get it fixed? Well, yeah, we can get a medication. Testosterone supplements. Man boosting formula. She'll like it too. Kidney disease, diabetes. The last one was a Land Rover. It wasn't an electric vehicle. They played this thing over and over again. Climbing a mountain, passing up eight people, stopping to pick up the eight people, to bring them to the top. So their goal of making it to the top on their own, we're those Generation Z's. We don't want to, you know, we want the easy route here. So we'll just drive up the mountain in this Land Rover here and get to the top, celebrate. I started thinking about that. Doing some math here on the weight and the altitude, the incline of climbing this thing here. Eight people, approximately 1,200 pounds. Steep incline. It's not electric. I don't know eight people I'd want to bring up the top of the mountain. I really don't, personally. I don't have eight people I would, but if you get this vehicle, you can find eight people, and you can take them places. Yeah, you can be the great, you know, the guy on the street that's, yeah, he's the party guy. We're going to his house. We're taking his Land Rover. We're going to go. Okay, let's go to his house. It holds eight. What's the purpose? So the bottom line is you can look at this, watch this for 1 hour, and you realize America is sick. It's very sick. All kinds of problems. We're not getting any better. It's getting worse. Inventing new diseases, new disorders. And the future for America, as far as the pharmaceutical industry thinks, is messenger RNA. They're working on everything messenger RNA. Everything is going that route. Even though they have no success with COVID using messenger RNA, they're still going to go with using messenger RNA for the future, for everything. Doesn't make much sense, does it? Makes no sense. How come you didn't go to, with COVID, how come you didn't decide to use the traditional route, live attenuated virus? How come you didn't go that route? Next question, please. I asked you a direct question. Could you please answer that question? There you go. All right, let's get to the phones. We got full lines. I got Michael whispering in my ear here. We better get to it. Let's go to Dan in Washington. Welcome, Dan.
Yeah, you wanted some comment on the commercial there of the did they mention in the commercial that that old lady was a Bolshevik that like killed half the town back in the 30s?
Probably. Well, there's a reason she's forgotten, but I'm trying to figure it out. What do you think, Dan? Why did they forget her?
I think of what it is a strategy to always play the victim. You know, so have you read The Jewish State by Theodore Herzl? If you talk about Zionism, oh man, it's a must. I listen to the audiobook. But he admitted in the 1840s that they need a great suffering. They need to have a great suffering because that's what they do, is present it like they're always being oppressed, and then that way they can use that to basically as propaganda to create their Jewish state. And it's kind of funny how this Holocaust kind of happened, where, you know, it's definitely a strategy that they had. But it goes back to even if you look at the Bible, the story of Joseph basically took the grain over in Egypt, right? So again, it's always the poor oppressed people, right? But they always leave out what they did first.
Sure.
So like Joseph stole the grain and enslaved the Egyptians, right? So then the Egyptians rise up, kick him out, but they leave that, you know, they're still the poor us. And then after that, they, you know, they basically controlled the slave trade for a couple thousand years. Yeah. Even with George Washington used to do writings about, you know, we're letting these people into New York. They're so poor and oppressed. They're escaping their oppression. And then you notice he wasn't talking about black people, because when he let those people in, the slavery rate into the United States, they brought tens of thousands of slaves with them. So it's kind of like, feel sorry for us, we're oppressed, but then we're going to bring in armies of slaves kind of thing, you know. It's amazing.
So in other words, it's just playing the victim card, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the strategy. And people are naive and have good intentions, and they fall for it until they realize it, I guess, you know.
So do you think anybody else is out there thinking the same way I am? Why are these people forgotten? Because, I mean, that's the first question. They keep emphasizing these are the forgotten Jews. Well, why were they forgotten? I want to know why they were forgotten. So what did they do? Why were they banished away from Israel, and why aren't they being looked after? It's an easy question, you know, and I just wonder if anybody else asks the same question, because I hate seeing the commercial, and they've updated it, and it's more of a tweaker, really tweaking your heart now, and I just put it on silent, or I just switch a channel, but I kept saying to myself, I should probably ask that question. Why are these people forgotten? Because I'd like to know.
It's disgusting. I mean, because per capita, they're probably the richest people on the planet. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like they couldn't just fly everybody there right now. So
exactly.
No, it's almost a good commercial, because you'd have to be pretty dumb to like fall for that. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, people are, I guess, apparently. You know, John Hagee raised a bunch of money to ship them from Ukraine, you know, he didn't care about his fellow white Christians over there dying, right?
Yeah.
Let's just save our chosen people. But, it's a very good topic. I'd highly recommend that book, though, Jewish State. It's actually an easy read. It's kind of short. It's pretty cool. So,
all right.
It spells it all out. But all right. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it, Dan. Appreciate it. Let's go back to the phones. Let's catch up here. Mike in Kentucky. Welcome, Mike.
Yeah, I wasn't aware that the guy that started that charity under a different name had died, and he handed it over to his daughter. It's interesting to look on her Facebook page, and I'm not mentioning the name of this organization on purpose, but they have some mutual followings that aren't really surprising.
Is there a way to find out the money they generate? I wonder if there's a way to find that out.
Well, there's an official news page about this after the Rabbi Eckstein died, his daughter was handed this billion-dollar charity like 3 or 4 years ago. The Times of Israel has an article about it, which let me see when it was published. I didn't know the guy had died that started that, but February 27th, 2019, so now it's been another. And a guy died 5 years ago. I used to see him all the time on TV, you know, talking about the, like you say, the lost, forgotten Jews, mostly in Russia was what I always saw. But, and as the last guy made reference to, there's living memory of the cultural tie-in to the Bolshevik Revolution and the Holodomor, from, you know, Czechoslovakia to the Ukraine. And, of course, now since 2014, I think you can find articles about how that's a homeland for the Ashkenazi, what was that empire, the Khazarian Empire, for, I don't know, a few hundred years. It was Turkish, and then it was Jewish, and it was as big as the Charlemagne Empire, but it doesn't get talked about much. But, these forgotten Jews, I think, in a large part, they were probably mostly poor Jewish folks that the empire forgot about conveniently, be it, you know, the Soviet collapse of the Soviet Union or the Israeli empire. But, yeah, it's a billion. said, this article from 2019 says, after the rabbi's death, daughter inherits billion-dollar charity. Mm-hmm. And part of what's going on with these commercials you're seeing is the media is now so fractionated. It's as if you put, you know, all these media locos on a mirror and smashed it with a rubber mallet. So mostly old folks are watching television. The cable TV and broadcast models, I think, were intentionally collapsed by a horribly bad digital format. England had a much better digital format called CODFM, the American Television Society of Engineers, ATSC, endorsed the what's called the 8VSB. I know it's a lot of stuff, but I could not even pick up the local PBS affiliate, Kentucky Educational Television, 9 miles away when I first started trying with digital coupon boxes or clearance sale TVs. And it wasn't until almost 2010 that the Zenith coupon boxes got to where they were decent, you know. Yeah. And the whole time, Sinclair Broadcasting is begging, can we do another format? It'll only be $7 to put this CODFM tuner in these TVs. It'll be $7 more to cost. And the coupon boxes were $50-some, right? And the $40 coupon or whatever didn't cover the whole cost of the coupon. So they destroyed broadcast television, independent, one-way entertainment that you can watch at home in your cabin out in the woods that's not tied to a smartphone, not tied to a cable TV box or satellite boxes, phoning home everything you do with that TV. That's the business model now. Everything has to be two-way so they can tell everything you're doing, your viewing habits, your flipping channels, and that kind of stuff. There's even sub-audible tones that come out of a television and can interact with your phone or your laptop or your desktop computer to phone home what you're listening to and tailor your advertisements on your device. That's been going on for a long time. But
Mike, I got full lines. I got to move on here, though. I've got other full lines.
That's the reason you're seeing all that old people stuff, because only old people are generally watching TV.
Oh, yes. I guess I'm old. I didn't know that.
Sorry to
break
it to you.
All right. Thanks. Just busted my bubble here. I'm old. It was for research. I did it for research. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Charlie in Florida. Welcome, Charlie.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You know, on the Israel thing, I think the way they get away with it is pretty much like your first caller said, but I think it's because, you know, in the Bible it tells us that he who blesses Israel will be blessed, right? And so I think a lot of people, I know my ex, well, I call her my ex, she's passed away, she's my ex-wife. But she was into all that stuff, and she used to, she ate it up, you know, anything that had to do with Israel, and any time she could send money over there, she did. Mm-hmm. I personally never did go for it, because I always saw it as a scam, and I think it is a scam, always has been a scam, but I don't
think
so.
In other words, what you're saying is, the blessings to me for supporting Israel, I would be blessed for doing so, correct?
Yeah, that's what he who blesses Israel will be blessed, says something like that in the Bible.
Okay.
I'm not sure exact quote. But and it also says he who curses Israel will be cursed. But I personally see it as a spiritual thing, a spiritual Israel, not necessarily a physical realm, you know. But who knows? I'm not the end all. But I think that's why a lot of people go there. On that question about the Trump issue, I'm not sure. I don't think they're ever going to change. Wasn't your question? Will the MAGA people? Will they?
Yeah. If they steal, the November elections and they steal 2024, will MAGA supporters rise up? Will they stop being civil disobedient? Will they actually do something that are we being set up? Are they being set up like a January 6th being set up for National Guard, for UN peacekeepers to come in, a martial law, and a complete takeover of the government that they'll stay in power forever.
Well, it sure looks that way. If you look at Biden's speech the other night when he gave that, you know, his red, black, whatever you want to call that, Heil Hitler speech he gave. Yeah, it sure looks like that's what's going on. And you go, I think I heard, did you have a report out? I was listening earlier, Mike Rivero's show, and he was talking about there was another killing. Someone killed, this is the second one now, where someone was killed because they were just a mega supporter or were supporting
Trump.
Yeah,
that one 18-year-old was run over. Yeah, one of them was run over.
Yeah, and then there was another one today or yesterday where a woman was campaigning on to stop handing out, going door-to-door, handing out things to stop abortion, and she was shot from a distance. They don't know who did it. She was 83 years old.
That's
83
terrible.
Years old. So,
that
yeah,
is
so,
terrible.
You know, Yeah, it's going on. The other night, I was listening to you last night, I guess it was, and you were talking about the hurricane, you know, and I couldn't help but laugh. But I went on and I looked at the, because I didn't even know we had one coming. I'm here in Florida as well, and so I went on the Weather Channel. You were talking about how they all ramp it up and they hype it up, you know, be afraid, be very afraid, you know. And I watched this guy, he's like one of these, he's moving his arms around and playing, you know, in the air. And it's like one of these old time TV preachers, you know, that you see there, you know, give me the money, doing all these antics. And that's what he reminded me of. I said, you know, you've really got a point here, Steve, because that's what they're doing. They're hyping you up.
Yeah.
You know, it was so obvious after hearing what you said, and then I went on to watch the Weather Channel, and this guy, you know, carrying on with all these antics. I thought, you know, this is just like these guys. They're spinning it. They're spinning
big
it
time.
Big time.
Big time.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I mean, we might have one coming. We you know, I think we will, because we've had such a unusually hot weather this past summer. You know, which has heated up the water out there in the Gulf, but who knows?
You know, I'm gonna add something to that also, Charlie. I really, as much as I know about HAARP and that we're able to make it rain and change the weather and manipulate the weather, I hope we find out someday. But I got a funny suspicion that they have the ability to generate storms out there and make these things.
Oh, I know they do. I know for a fact. I've seen it was last year during the summer. It was so dry out there in Canada, and they were having all these fires that were starting all over the place. Well, a woman who has a website called Amazing Polly, she did some research into these lightning strikes, and they were coming in at 90-degree angles. In other words, they would come in a line and then go a complete 90 degrees off to the left or to the right. Lightning doesn't do that, not naturally, and you could see it laid out.
That was probably a direct energy
symmetrical.
Weapon. Yeah, it was a direct energy weapon.
It was. Absolutely, and it was they were creating the lightning. So, I think they do manipulate the weather. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I think these hurricanes, these twisters, they can do a lot of things. And I don't know why, what rationale they would have. Maybe depopulation, maybe it's commerce. Maybe it's a catastrophe, crisis, commerce. I don't know. Some very evil people, but I do believe the technology's out there. And whenever you get these storms out there, I just got a funny suspicion that they have been manufactured and kind of pushed a certain direction here. We just created it, and now let the currents take it. We'll see where it ends up. Hey, I appreciate your call. Got to get going here, though. James in Vancouver, you're up next. James in Vancouver. We lose him? Mike?
Hello?
Yeah, James in Vancouver.
Oh, no, this is Dan from Washington. I called back to add one more point.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, sure.
But the last caller from Florida, he is right. A lot of these Zionist Christians, there's just that one quote, you know, that he who blesses Israel will be blessed. The problem is for 2,000 years, the church taught that Israel was Israel's referring to the body of Christ. It's not referring to a literal Israel, you know, like the Zionists believe. And that right. comes from the Schofield Reference Bible, and it's a whole kind of just basically a cult that I think was started by Theodore Herzl and these guys, and a lot of bankers and stuff funded that Bible in the 1920s. And I think after World War II, and then I think mostly President Johnson really censored the Christian churches. Okay. But yeah, that's the main form of Christianity is now just taking that quote out of context. So it's kind of interesting to check into that Schofield Bible, and they had this all planned out. Yeah, again, I just recommend Theodore Herzl's The Jewish State. It plans it all out, but yeah, right. that quote, anyway, that's a Schofield Bible reference, manipulation of the actual right. Christianity taught for 2,000 years. So,
all right. Anyway, Dan, I got to move on here. Thanks. Appreciate that call back and that information. Appreciate it. Back to the phones here. I probably have to take you to the second hour here. JR in Georgia, you're on.
Thanks, Steve, for taking my call. Number one, you're exactly correct in regards to the HIPAA laws that you spoke of previously in the show. Mm-hmm. They just ignored all the HIPAA rules in regards to the COVID mandate shot.
Yep.
Number two, real quick, mm-hmm. about the Israeli commercial that you see.
Yeah.
That's been around for about a decade.
Oh, this is a brand new one, though. This is a brand new one. They've changed it. This is brand new.
Well, the point I was going to make, if you mm-hmm. can recall, initially, like I said, almost a decade ago, they referred to these women, exclusively women, as you recognize, mm-hmm. as Holocaust survivors. Can you do the math?
Mm-hmm. And
they survived that long? They're Holocaust survivors?
They should have passed on long ago. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. And number two, a point that you hadn't brought up, and I wish to bring it up this evening to hear what your opinion is.
Sure.
In lieu of the fact that Putin has announced that he's now going to bring up 300,000 reserves mm-hmm. in his army in the Battle of Ukraine.
Yeah. Hold the thought. Hold the thought, JR. We'll take you in the second hour. Stay tuned. Second hour coming up. National Intel Report.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.